Bizarre.
WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre. Bizarre File.
A woman in Pennsylvania is facing attempted murder charges after stabbing her husband multiple times because she wanted to prevent her husband from using medical marijuana.
Uh-huh.
Palma Conrad, who is 70 years old, is facing attempted murder, attempted homicide, and two counts of aggravated assault. On October 29th, around 7:20 a.m., Conrad called 911 and reported that she had just stabbed her husband at their home. And upon arrival, police found Conrad covered in blood and with a black eye. She told officers that she had stabbed her husband and he was lying on the floor inside the residence. Conrad was placed into custody. The victim was found to be spitting up blood and said that his wife had stabbed him in the chest, face, neck, and mouth.
Because he was using medical marijuana?
Because he wanted to use medical marijuana. He was flown by helicopter to York Hospital and is listed in stable condition. Police found a significant amount of blood in the living room of the home and found three knives covered in blood.
So what was her issue with that?
We never really did find out. While interviewing Conrad, she told police that she had become angry with the victim because he wants to use medical marijuana.
Does he have a pain situation or?
I don't know. She told police that the two argued about it when she got a knife and stabbed him.
My argument is sort of weak, so I'm now going to switch to a knife.
Conrad said that the victim was sitting in his chair in the living room when she stabbed him and said she didn't know if he was asleep or not.
Let me get this straight. You're stabbing me for marijuana?
After she proceeded to stab him, Conrad said that the victim told her that he was dying and she called 911. Conrad was interviewed a second time where she explained again that she was upset and sick of it when discussing the victim getting medical marijuana. She admitted to police that she had thoughts about killing her husband for the past month or so. And the
shot me when I wanted a hot tub.
And the idea, quote, rattled around in her mind.
Oh, boy.
Conrad.
Maybe she needs some pot.
Admitted that she was disappointed that he was still alive.
This is a real bummer. You're still talking.
And she is facing charges. Wow, ma'am. Okay.
Don't you dare spark up that spleef.
A suspicious package. I love this story, by the way. Okay, so, Casey, have this ready to go here.
Oh, got you.
A suspicious package discovered outside the Duke University building in uptown Charlotte on Tuesday morning turned out to be a cassette tape. Now, officials say the call came in just before 6:15 a.m. from concerned employees in the mailroom. The package was described as being a small manila envelope, handwritten and addressed from out of state to Duke Energy. Police and the bomb squad investigated the package, which contained a cassette tape by the band Journey. So that's...
That was it?
It was, yes.
That was it.
So I'm wondering if it was... What is this? I've never seen something like this before. Or just the package looks suspicious. But employees in the mailroom notified police, who cleared the scene, shutting down roads. A canine unit was also deployed to the scene. The initial discovery sparked an investigation, causing the building to be evacuated and road closures in the area.
Steve Perry coming in via helicopter. He should be there on site within a half hour.
He's there to
just to provide guidance.
Talk him through it.
That's the song, the first single.
I guess maybe with the nut job that sent out the pipe bombs recently.
Everybody's
under heightened security. Yeah. So
especially when it comes to the music of Journey.
Please. And you would think that would bring us all together. But, all right. A severed cow head with a cigarette in its mouth was found in the middle of an Anaconda Road on Sunday.
Oh, my God.
So Anaconda is somewhere in the American West. I'm not sure exactly where. Ranchers Daryl and Shauna Rogers called police to report the butchering of one of their cows.
When they got to the site, they described it.
Oh, no.
As.
Why do I never see these coming?
An utter catastrophe.
Yes, they did. Sure did.
And I never even think about it when I'm gathering these stories and getting them set to go.
Yeah,
you would
course.
Think,
all right, it's
20
right
years old,
yeah.
that I might know that we're going to get
the
that
joke
punchline.
That's going to come.
All right, so Jesus, here's a picture of it. By the way,
yeah,
up on our monitors here.
Now, were they able to reattach it successfully?
No, they were not.
Oh,
Shauna said that she and Daryl lease state land for their cattle. The road is frequented by hunters and cattle ranchers, which is how they found out that their cow was dead. Someone came to their house to tell them after seeing its head in the middle of the road. The couple found the cow's head with its tongue missing and a cigarette in its mouth. Near it, they also found a cow elk head severed in a similar way with a Red Bull can next to that. They said, we have no idea why anyone would do this. Shauna said, poaching to fill their freezers is the only guess that we have. The ranchers and police only found the cow's head, no body or gut pile.
This is a warning from Vito Corleone.
So there are no suspects at the time. So they think they you know, somebody stole the livestock.
Yeah, and that's what they did, yeah. For the sent meat, a message. So.
Yeah.
And smoking kills.
The Bay Area Rapid Transit, also known as BART, has heard its fair share. And this is in San Francisco, by the way. Has heard
San Francisco.
Oh, yeah.
Love that town.
Tony Bennett, ladies and gentlemen.
Corner to corner in human poop. I love it.
Well, the BART has heard its fair
Charlie
share.
Charlie Cars and the Rice-A-Roni. The Golden Gate Bridge and knee-high piles of human crap. And tent cities, hobos shooting up on the sidewalks. I miss it so.
Well, let's add something to that because BART has heard their fair share of stories and of unusual.
Are they crapping on that now?
On his trains. Well, I'm sure they are. But one woman's tweet Monday prompted BART to respond, we've never seen anything like this before. The woman tweeted video to the service, which showed a man holding a chainsaw before opening another box that contained a second chainsaw. She tweeted, I had to film it just in case it got sick. He kept calling himself the Texas Chainsaw Massacre and then said he was the BART Massacre. BART responded by saying, we've never seen anything like this before. The best thing to do is to snap a pic and send it to dispatch via BART Watch app. You can also go to another car and alert the train operator using the intercom. BART reported police had received multiple calls about the incident and officers positioned themselves to board the train when the man got off of the train.
So these were real chainsaws and not dummy?
They were. Here's the deal. They were electric, though. But
yeah.
There's something behind this, though. So the man, they got on the train. The man identified as 47-year-old Patrick Bingham of San Francisco was taken into custody for having several outstanding arrest warrants for making threats.
So okay.
This is what this guy does.
He drives around, yeah.
He was booked into the county jail, and he admitted to waving the chainsaws around but said that he was playing.
I don't like to see this.
But the chainsaws were stolen, too. So he's an idiot.
I have no need to be threatening in a city that's bathed from corner to corner in human crap.
Yeah, you don't need to do that.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand.
A Florida mayor is accused of soliciting sex from a constituent in exchange for speed bumps.
It's
according to the Florida Commission on Ethics. The commission,
one Hummer per speed bump?
The commission found that there was probable cause to find that David Stewart, the mayor of Lantana, Florida, misused his position to attempt to obtain a sexual benefit for himself. Now, Stewart solicited sex from a constituent based on an understanding that his vote, official action, or judgment would be influenced. Stewart did not immediately respond to a request for a comment, but he did deny the allegation. Now, the report alleges that Stewart told a constituent named Catherine Padilla 3 years ago that he would install speed bumps that she had advocated for if she had sex with him. Padilla.
And if you want that on-ramp, butt stuff.
Oh, that's what you get for...
that's the trade.
That's the trade for the
on-ramp. He's a politician.
Padilla filed two complaints this year that Stewart had made a sexual innuendo at her during a banquet and that he had solicited sex for the speed bumps. The commission dismissed the complaint about the innuendo in June, but went forward with the complaint about the speed bumps. In the complaint, Padilla said that Stewart took her to a motel one day after lunch and told her he wanted to have sex with her there. She declined and said he later called her to say that she could still have sex with him in order to receive the speed bumps in her community.
That sex offer is still on the table.
The town did eventually grant the speed bumps, but Padilla claimed that Stewart, who was elected in 2000 and is in his seventh term as Lantana's mayor, threatened to take them away because she did not agree to his advance.
Oh, my God.
So,
7 terms as mayor?
Are you kidding me? Wow. Okay. Well, we'll see where this goes. Ever felt like lathering yourself in liposuctioned human fat?
Yeah!
Well... What if that fat was pressed into a bar of soap a la Fight Club and sold to you for $32 a piece as part of an edgy art installation? That is because a Dutch installation artist by the name of Julian Hetzel has already gone and made Schudfabrik, A new type of beautiful soap produced from the donated fat of liposuction patients.
It's disgusting.
Schulfabrik will be sold out of a pop-up cosmetic shop and back of a house factory at the 2019 Adelaide Festival.
Is there any benefit whatsoever to doing this?
Where attendees, I'm not sure, will be given the chance to wash themselves with a bar of the stuff during a performance that will also include a plastic surgeon demonstrating liposuction. Conceptually, Hetzel claims he wants to use fat soap as a metaphorical device to explore the idea of turning guilt into a force for good. He said, "We decided to work with fat as a material that represents guilt or that contains guilt, and to understand, can this be used as a resource?" He told ABC, "Can we use guilt as something productive? Can we profit from our own guilt? How to make money with guilt?"
Shut the f*** up!
Yes, Nick.
Isn't that part of the plotline in Fight Club, though?
That's what I said at the beginning.
Yeah. Oh, steal fat? Okay.
Yeah. He said, "We collaborated with a soap maker, and she advises us to make a mixture of different fats and oils to have a really high-quality product that is also moisturizing and has all the components of a real good soap."
Call me when you have a beauty mask made out of poop.
The 125-gram bars ended up containing less than 10% human fat, and those bodily materials had to be treated at high temperatures in order to kill antibacteria and viruses and make sure that the soap was actually hygienic.
You want to be rubbing some fat... beer belly fat on your face?
Not so much.
Well, soap was always made from blubber, right?
I know.
Back in the day, so it's not that much different. Those less interested in the art side of things and more interested in peddling the bars as Christmas gifts for friends and family will also be able to take some of the Schulfabrik home with them for the cool price of $32.
Look at this process of...
Oh, man, dude, lipo is...
invasive.
Lipo is... wild.
Mm-hmm.
It's also a high risk.
Well, it's not.
I can't even watch the video.
It's not a delicate procedure.
Well, and that's the thing too. If you watch what they actually do, you know why it's a high risk
and why people are so sore after it.
Oh God, yeah.
Do we have to wrap it up there, Case?
One more.
Okay, last one. Neighbors couldn't believe what they saw. People stopped and stared as they walked past a Newport Richey home. Drivers slowed down, windows rolled down, mouths agape. Some snapped pictures. And others shook their heads. Those who saw it described the Halloween decorations as pure hate. The home has a display that's causing controversy and outrage. In the yard, skeleton after skeleton, saluting Hitler with concentration camp identification numbers on their arms and a Star of David on their chest. Then there was a sign that read, "Arbeit macht frei," which of course translated in German is "Work sets you free." It's a slogan known for being on display at the entrance of Auschwitz and other Nazi concentration camps. Neighbors called the decorations displayed by a local realtor at her home evil. Mitchell Katz was stunned when she saw the decorations. She said, "It sickened me." And, you know, especially after what happened in Pittsburgh, she explained how decorations are hurtful. She said, "I'm Jewish." And, of course, it hurts her. And they have a number of quotes from local neighbors. Now, this all began because of a woman in the neighborhood. Her name is Susan Lamerton. She's the homeowner. She had a problem with her HOA, her homeowners association.
Yeah.
And she claims she's been battling them over landscaping for months.
And that's why she did it.
So put up the Nazi skeletons, why don't you?
And isn't she herself, in fact, Jewish?
Yeah, she said, the news person said, "Why would you put this in the front yard of your home?" She said, "Because they're trying to take away my house. Don't you understand?
You dummy."
She received death threats over her display, but refuses to move it. She says that she stands firm in her decision to keep them right where they are. She also says that she is Jewish and that this is her right to free speech, her way of protesting the Homeowners Association.
Bring it up at the next meeting.
So some people go a little kooky when they have issues with their Homeowners Association.
Have to throw out a Raggedy Ann.
You know.
Yeah, Raggedy right. Andy holding hands.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File Podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click On Demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.